Hey guys, so I'm going to be doing a questionnaire off backstage. It's written by Project Knox. I've not actually posted anything on GWA yet due to I've not had the chance to record because housemates, yeah. I don't want to awkward turtle, basically. But yeah, I'm super bored. So I just bored. Do this questionnaire. And I keep yawning. I'm really sorry. It's so rude. Cats or dogs? Explained. Do you have any pets currently? Did you have any pets growing up? Is there a pet you would like in the future? So, I've never owned a dog. I've owned multiple cats. I grew up with cats. I love them both equally. I should really like cats more, but I don't. I do love cats, but I really love dogs, but I've never owned a dog. So, actually, one day I want to own a dog. But also, I really like reptiles, and there's these lizards, they're called Chinese water dragons. They're so cool, and I really want to have some of them one day. Do you dye your hair? If yes, what colour are you naturally? If no, I dyed my hair a lot. It was it's been teal, like electric blue at one stage. It's currently brown, which is a bit boring for me, but my natural hair colour is actually, it's like a mousy blonde. But just brown at the moment. No hate on people with brown hair, I'm just saying, it's just a bit boring for me. Do you have any tattoos? I don't, but I really, really want some tattoos, but they're just so expensive. What I really want is, it's the Master Sword from the game The Legend of Zelda. In particular, I want the version from Wind Waker up my forearm. I've seen a really cool picture of one, and I want one similar to that. If I remember, I'll post it in the text box. And there's many, many tattoos that I want. I actually really want a half sleeve of a rainforest or tropical wizards and birds and yeah, stuff like that. I think that'd look really cool. But what does your ideal first do? Honestly, I'm pretty easy, I just don't mind, I just like going for drinks. I'm not, I'm not bothered about going for a fancy meal or anything like that. I just like being able to talk to the person. And because I'm really shy in real life, a few drinks helps me open up a bit. So, what would I be wearing? Just something nice, I don't really fantasize about first dates or anything like that. Have I ever hooked up with someone I met through Tinder? I have, unfortunately. This one guy went for a few drinks and we got too drunk. Then we decided, you know what, we're gonna go out. He had his he drove a motorbike and he had to abandon it in town, and the next day he went to get his bike and it had been stolen, and yeah, that was great. I didn't see him again. And there was another guy who I was talking to, and he was asking me what I was doing that evening, and I was saying, oh, me and my friends are going out, I think. And I said a specific club that we might be going to. And we did actually end up going there. And he turned up on his own. He was just there at the bar. And it freaked me the fuck out. I ran away. And then a few drinks later, I came back and found him. And we actually dated for a little bit. But not anymore. Opinion on love bites. I fucking love getting them, I love giving them. I don't know why. It's great. What's my favourite comfort food and why? Crisps. Or chips. Whatever everyone else calls them. I don't know, just crisps are so fucking good, man. Like, I'm not, like, I ain't got a sweet tooth, but all, like, you can give me chocolate, cake, like, anything like that. I won't touch it. Well, I'll eat it, but, like, I'm a fiend for crisps. Like, I had to stop buying them when I did my shop, because I just eat, like, I get, like, a pack of, like, 12, and I could easily eat all of them in within, like, 2 days, like, fucking, I'm so bad with crisps, honestly. Like, my food weakness is crisps. How did I find GWA? I used to go on Pen Pals a lot, also date Pen Pals a lot. There's this girl I was speaking to on there, and she sent me a recording that she'd done. And after that, I don't know, I've been lurking for, like, maybe, I'd say, like, a year now, like, just creeping, I am planning to post, but, like I say, I haven't had the chance to record yet, because I have flatmates, or housemates even, and I don't know, I'm just really, I don't know why I'm scared, so worried, because they probably can't hear anything, but, like, I'm speaking now, and I'm not sure if they can hear me or not, I don't know, it'd just be so awkward, so I'm just waiting for the right opportunity. Well, I'm just waiting for either them both to be asleep, or for them both not to be here, basically. And I am freaking terrified to post, but I'm just gonna do it. Just gonna do it. But yeah. Do I own lingerie? If you mean like particularly kinky, I don't really. I'm pretty boring. Well, I have, like, stockings and suspenders, but that's about it, really. And just, like, I don't have anything too exciting, really, just, like, normal. Well, not normal, well, I don't know, like, some sexy, like, stuff that I've got for partners in the past, Valentine's Day, birthdays, and stuff like that. What is the last thing I googled? I wonder, I'm gonna look in my history. What was the last thing I googled? The last thing I googled was the Stranger Things season 2 trailer. There you go. What is my favourite date joke? it just makes me laugh so much. But it's a really lame, geeky one. It's something one of my exes said to me, and I don't know, I just love it so much, it just makes me laugh. It's looking at your ass is making my bulbous sore. And it's so lame, so bad, god, I don't know why, I just like it, I don't know, it's not even that good, it's fucking awful. Yeah, oh no, it's a pickup line, not a joke. Oh well, it'll do. But yeah, that's all the questions, so thanks for listening to me ramble about nothing. Bye guys.